Bahraini court has given life sentences to four anti-regime activists on conviction for blowing a bomb. The ruling is the fourth tough sentence to be handed down in less than a week. It brings the number of pro-democracy protesters with lengthy jail terms to 95. They were sentenced on charges of belonging to protest movements and seeking to overthrow the regime. Rights groups have slammed the rulings and demanded a probe into reports that some of the activists had been tortured. Bahrain has seen almost daily demonstrations since regime forces began a crackdown on anti-government protesters back in 2011. Scores of people have been killed and thousands have been arrested ever since. Let's bring in Saab Shath. He's an author and a Middle East affairs expert who joins us from Belfast. Saab Shath, it appears that the regime is in fifth gear. We're looking at 95 people at this point who have been jailed and, of course, given lengthy terms from 15 years to life in prison. Does the regime think that they can defuse something that's been going on for the past 2 years, if not longer, instead of just trying to reach some type of compromise or engage in talks?
The Bahraini regime, if even we notice the statement of their foreign minister in the United Nations, they claim they have a paradise of freedom in Bahrain and oasis of freedom. And they ignore all the arrests and all the what they do. And the Bahraini regime come to the extreme in using harshest methods to suppress the struggle of the Bahraini people. To remove this fascist regime, they use various kind of harsh measures supported by the occupation forces of Saudi Arabia and the United States of America. And this is designed to push the people into violent confrontation with the regime, so the regime can break the will of the people. From the very beginning, the Bahraini opposition made it very clear. Their move is peaceful. They said it's Salmi in Arabic, which means peaceful. But this kind of brutality and crackdown galvanized the popular protest of the Bahraini people to remove such a regime. The obstacles in here is the neighboring countries, for Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, and the Western support to the regime, since it is the base. Military base for the United States of America and the headquarters of the Air Force fleet. So they don't care about the accusation, the false accusation of the people and their crackdown on the peaceful marches of the people.
Thank you very much. We're going to leave it there. Saab Shath, author and Middle East affairs expert, talking to us there from Belfast.